West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, officers from three local jurisdictions are investigating three teenagers' alleged roles in several drive-by shooting incidents in Harrelson County and into Cleburne County, Alabama last week that have likely resulted in thousands of dollars of damage to area homes, cars, a church, and at least two local businesses. Tallapoosa police responded to the initial call from a clerk at the Valero on West Atlanta Street. TPD Captain Gene Brown says officers found a shattered window and enough evidence to suggest a small projectile from outside had caused the damage. Store surveillance video suggested the projectile came from a dark SUV that had passed by the store. A short time later, Brown says police received multiple calls from Broad Street where a number of cars' windows had been damaged and it was determined they too had been shot at from the outside. TPD issued a BOLO on their suspect's vehicle, were soon notified by authorities in Cleburne County that a store off Providence Church Road just across the state line had been shot at. A woman was inside a vehicle outside the store when her car was struck, according to investigators. A nearby church had its windows shot out as well. Back in Tallapoosa, reports came in of two homes and a vehicle receiving shots at a mobile home park off Providence Church Road and Old Highway 78. A man outside of his home off of Old Highway 100 was able to confirm the type of vehicle in which shots were fired from towards his home and another nearby. Cleburne County used the vehicle information in their Flock system, and the investigators were able to find the vehicle outside a home in Alabama. They made contact with those inside, and investigators determined that an 18-year-old male had purchased two high-powered BB guns for his 13 and 14-year-old nephews for Christmas, and those weapons were used to strike multiple targets in Tallapoosa, unincorporated Harrelson County, and Cleburne County. The 18-year-old male, identified as Mason Dakota Holland, has so far been charged with multiple counts of aggravated assault and criminal damage to property for incidents in Tallapoosa alone. Holland has been released from the Harrelson County Jail after meeting an $80,000 bond. The two juveniles were taken into custody by the Department of Juvenile Justice. Meanwhile, Tallapoosa police continue to investigate a Christmas evening incident where a white male subject was discovered lying outside a Broad Street residence with major trauma to his head. Brown says he had obviously been struck in the head with an object. The victim was transported to Atlanta for treatment. Captain Brown says the man had been at a Christmas party nearby and attendees are being interviewed. He says anyone with information can call Officer Browning and be anonymous if they choose. 770-574-3115. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.